couldn't go on living, keep it hidden. So I'm telling you everything, it's my confession. I hope you get the message. Get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A deadline is coming up for Columbia University students to leave an on-campus pro-Palestinian encampment.
Talks with pro-Palestinian protesters broke down over the weekend. Columbia University President Manu Shafik in a statement saying the university will not divest from Israel, one of the demonstrators' key demands. Now protesters who've been camped on the university lawn are being given an ultimatum. Either leave by 2 p.m. today and sign an agreement committing to abiding by university policies, or be subject to academic suspension.
ABC's Dave Packer in New York. Negotiators meeting in Egypt are hoping to work out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow after days of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker. Tomorrow, a banker who testified about a shell company that was set up to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels will return to the stand. This is ABC News. Tesla's faced scrutiny in recent years over the safety of its autopilot technology, and now Ford is under the microscope for something similar.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into Ford's driver assistance technology, which it calls Blue Cruise. It comes after the agency's Office of Defects Investigation found Blue Cruise was active during two recent crashes, one in Texas and the other in Pennsylvania. Three people were killed in those crashes, both of which took place at night, and both involved Ford's Mustang Mach-E electric crossover. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Blue Cruise is also available on Ford's F-150 Expedition and Explorer. Some drivers in the Pacific Northwest were seeing extra stripes on the road. Four zebras got loose on Interstate 90 east of Seattle. The zebras escaped from their owner's trailer. They were rounded up inside a nearby fence. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Public health officials are tracking a case of measles in south-central Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirms a case of measles in a person living in Dane County with travel and employment in Rock County. DHS is coordinating with local public health agencies to identify and notify people who may have been exposed. Cases of measles have been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but it's highly contagious and can cause serious health complications for people who are not vaccinated. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wednesday night traffic stop in Fond du Lac County yielded a quarter pound of cocaine. Sheriff's Office there reports that after a vehicle was stopped on I-41 for multiple equipment and registration violations, a canine sniff of the vehicle led deputies to find a significant amount of a white powdery substance, later tested positive for cocaine. Marijuana and multiple boxes of ammunition were also found. 44-year-old Sean O'Man with a previous drug conviction was arrested and is being held at the Fond du Lac County Jail on drug-related charges. Not everyone is happy with the name change for Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau.
As of Friday, it's now Wausau Botanical Gardens, but leaders insist the namesake isn't going anywhere. In a statement, they said they plan to integrate the legacy of Robert Monk into the new visitor center through recorded messages and insist that every tour will begin with Monk's story. They also say they plan to work with the Monk family on a memorial that will be a testament to their lasting impact on our community and beacon of growth and beauty for all who visit. Leaders are also planning upgrades, including accessibility upgrades on trails and a new ginseng garden and the completion of Sarah's storybook garden, which is dedicated to the memory of Sarah Quirt San. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Need a quick but tasty supper idea? Stop at O'Galley Cheese for their take and bake pizzas. O'Galley Cheese's pizzas are made with their own cheddar and three cheese blend, featuring Romano and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses, made with milk from only local dairy farmers. Don't forget to ask for a pizza punch card. Open 7 days a week, O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25 for your next pizza craving.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary as we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies today with a breezy wind. High temperatures will scrape the low 50s, and a high pressure system builds in tonight, which will dry us out and give way to a super sunny day tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Then it's Farm Journal wordsmith Chris Bennett with attorney Charles Yates from the Pacific Legal Foundation and later Roger Horton from Landis International for the Growing Matters Be Sure campaign. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie. One breath,
wow,
buddy.
Baby.
Made it in one breath.
Love it. Love it. Well done. Well done. I mean, do not try that at home, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
He is a professional.
Clears the lungs the first thing Monday morning. Bro, we got a big show coming up.
We do. We do. No question about it. With some important information as well.
Indeed.
About these land rights issues that they just keep coming up, and it's just because of the overreach of, in this case, and in many cases, the Army Corps of Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
There are times, Davis, when I look at some things that the Army Corps of Engineers do, and I think that is fantastic. They have got that figured out. Look at what they're doing with that project. This really makes sense. And there's other times that I look at it and I just think, oh, these guys have got to be rogue. They've got to be, off in no man's land when it comes to everything else that happens at the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
These rules are enforced from on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if there is overreach, it's happening throughout throughout the division and the agency, so they need to be called on it. If they're not called on it, it just goes on and on and on, and that can't happen.
Remember how with the great anticipation we looked forward to the Sackett decision.
Yeah.
And we received that decision.
Yeah.
And everything should be clarified through that ruling, and apparently it's not.
Exactly. So we are going to get into some of the details of what is going on down in Decatur County, Iowa.
Yeah, listen up, everybody.
And figure that out. Kudos to Chris Bennett for first reporting on that on agweb.com. We're going to get him in here for the conversation.
He's the best.
You bet. You bet. Craig Peters. Greg. Did I say Craig? I meant Greg.
You meant Greg. Yeah.
Yeah. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, is also going to be with us. And then at the end of the show, Roger with a Be Sure message. Okay, bud. Let's get to it.
Yep. Let's hustle here. The National Weather Service calls for more rounds of excessive rainfall and severe weather expected to push east and southeast toward the lower Mississippi Valley today. A late season storm to bring widespread high elevation snow and lower elevation rain across the Pacific Northwest toward the northern Rockies with increasingly windy conditions to develop over the northern high plains. Chip, I haven't mentioned it here anywhere in my news copy here, but a bevy of small towns across farm country, bro, just smashed by tornadoes. Unfortunately, some injuries, some fatalities. Thoughts and prayers, everybody, for our brethren out there on the prairies.
Well, and prayers for those that are out there doing the work right now. You know, be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe and just be careful out there. Yep. It's incredible what people go through to clean up after these kinds of destructive storms, and they're out there doing it today.
Yep. Well, World Weather Inc. says the weather pattern will remain wet over the next week to 10 days, with field ponding and localized flooding in some areas potentially resulting in field work delays. Heavy rains are expected this week across southern China, the country's top rice-producing region. Low-lying areas face the risk of additional flooding. According to China's Weather Bureau, early rice varieties usually planted in March and harvested in July account for about 14%. of China's total output of the grain. We don't need another hit to the rice crop, Chip.
No.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service issued a clarification concerning the movement of lactating dairy cattle through markets and auctions to slaughter. As of the federal order effective on April 29, that's today, the regulations clarify the intrastate movement of lactating dairy cows to sale barns does not fall under the federal order. However, if these cows are then moved interstate from the sale barns directly to slaughter facilities, they must be accompanied by a certificate of veterinary inspection certifying the animals are clinically healthy. The Department of Labor finalized a new rule for ag workers in the U.S. under the H-2A visa program, which will take effect on June 28. The rule enhances protection for workers, allowing them to participate in labor organization activities without fear of retaliation from employers and some other safety items in there as well. A recent CNN poll reveals that former President Donald Trump maintains a lead over President Joe Biden, with 49% of registered voters supporting Trump compared to 43% for Biden. But Chip, I'd still call that a pretty tight horse race, both in the 40s.
Yeah, it is tight, but former President Trump is developing his lead.
Well, the U.S. has requested Israel provide a detailed and actionable strategy for protecting civilians should military actions be undertaken. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is scheduled to visit the Middle East this week to engage with regional leaders on the issues of a ceasefire and continuing hostage negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Chip, over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BamWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Wow. Starting Friday, right through Sunday, what a crazy week as far as this severe storms went.
Yeah, for sure. I think multiple days of what I would call a severe weather outbreak out there across the plains. And I'm concerned that is an area that can continue to stay pretty active over the next couple of weeks. Overall, it's kind of La Nina-like. I think we're going to continue to target those areas for additional rain threats, additional severe weather threats as well. Certainly our thoughts and prayers with everybody that was affected by that and hoping that the same areas don't get hit again.
Right. Right, exactly. So, general trends. Talk to me about the general trends to expect in the Corn Belt.
Yeah, I think overall, the good news is that it's going to be mild. I think over the next 10 days, at least, pretty consistently warmer than normal as a whole. A couple of cold fronts there, here and there, but I think overall the pattern through early May is pretty mild. However, with it being mild, I think it stays active. I think the plains, except maybe our friends in far western Kansas, western Texas, are probably going to remain pretty active as a whole over the next 10 to 15 days.
Okay. There are some that are thinking, you know, a 4, 5, 6 day break in these rains would be nice so we can get some field work done. Is that anywhere in the Midwest?
You know, I think if anywhere, it would have to be like further southeast, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. Okay. I'm really concerned that we're not going to have any kind of consistent 3-4 day stretch of dry weather even over the next 10 to 15 days.
Wow. Wow. What a change this is for some people that have been in some very, very dry areas for a long time. Now we've got the rains and they don't want to go away. Wow. Brett, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, Chip.
All right, sounds good. That is Brett Waltz. By the way, they've got a webinar coming up on May 15. It is their summer outlook. Go to bamwx.com/webinar.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Get ready to take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
Tradition.
Machine Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning, which means it's time to get an update from Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing this Monday morning?
Good, good, good. This is maybe one of the most unique picks of the week that you've done because it's an update on a live auction as it's happening. Give us the details.
Yeah, man. I tell you, this is one of those days, Chip, that I wish that I could clone myself, be two places at once. I have a business meeting I'm traveling to. But as we're talking, there's an auction going on in Berlin, Wisconsin. Sure, everyone knows the sale I'm talking about. Retirement auction for R&M Motors, sale by a great team at Wilkinson Auction, a realty company. And, man, three John Deere tractors. It's just unbelievable, the hours on these things. There's an 02 model John Deere 7510 with 13 hours. Yeah. There's a 92 model 4055 with 22 hours and 92 model 4455, 2260 hours. So right before I called in, I hopped onto the online bid, check, you know, where these things are at. And I checked with Brent Leonard yesterday with Wilkinson. He thought they were going to sell around noon or something, but the online bid chip on the 7510 is already at $125,025. Well, that's, it's going to be a record. The record was like $120,750, I think. The 4055, oh my goodness, the online bid's already up to $124,025.
Oh.
Highest I've ever seen is $93,000 7.5 years ago, famous auction out in St. Ed, Nebraska. And just this morning, on the last half hour, I think the 4455, again, 2260 hours, the online bid there is now shot up over a record price. It's up to $101,025. Of course, the record was a sale I covered back end of October, Winchester, Kentucky. We saw a famous one go for $97,850. So, here you go. You've got the way things are in ag, things are recalibrating on the high end with the late model big stuff, recalibrating down. But then you've got this stuff. You know, I'm going to have three records today, and I'm hoping to get some video from the auction today from Wilkinson. And if anybody listening is at the sale or going to the sale, and just take your cell phone and shoot a little video and message it to me. We'll get it on our TV show because, man, I can't wait to see this stuff sell.
This is crazy. Yeah, it's it is when you've got those high, the records already set before they start the auction on site. That's incredible stuff right there, dude.
Yeah, it's a little snapshot of the way things have. I mean, I think it's the way life is. It moves so fast, and we sort of take for granted the change we've gone through. But I'm telling you, I've been doing this 34 and a half years now. And like you just said, Chip, I mean, the online bid, so you've got people from all over the world on this auction. And, you know, before they even start the live chant, you know, you got a locked-in price there. So it's a function of how things are different today. Obviously, buyers and sellers are finding the equipment they want. You know, extreme case here with record low hour items, but even on whatever. I mean, say I want a nice Ford F600. Oop, there's one five states away. Yeah, it costs X to ship it, but that's what I want. Click it, buy it, done.
Right. You know, the 55s have been making a lot of news for you here lately, haven't they?
Oh, well, a month ago yesterday, of course, that sale created equal ripples. That was in Kingsley, Iowa, sale for Rob Plendel by Paulson Auction. Yeah, and there again, same thing. I mean, even though, you know, times are recalibrating in ag, corn, and bean, you know, prices are, you know, under pressure. But we had three records on that auction, a 1990 John Deere 4955 two-wheel drive, went for $100,750. Record on the 4755 90 model two-wheel drive, 4,011 hours. 95K and a record on the 4555 90 model mechanical front, 4,500 hours at 94.5. So I guess I find this interesting because, again, we're getting records on this older stuff, you know, and whatever, if you want to call it vintage now, it's 30 years old, whatever, but a lot of these stuff is about to use. To me, it sort of mimics what we're seeing on the farmland side. It's like the prices aren't going down, and it's like, well, who's paying these increasing, you know, and it just is what it is. There's a lot of old money out there still at work, whether it's land or machinery. So when the right stuff pops along and your favorite tractor is a 55 series or a Magnum red one, it's just,
you know, it's go time.
It's just, they just go crazy.
Yep. And that go is time. The magic. That's a magic sauce for a lot of guys out there, right? No doubt. No doubt.
And I told Brent Leonard when I emailed him yesterday, I said, Brent, you're selling three John Deere time machines today.
Yep.
And that's really what they're selling. So, and they still get the job done. You can wrench on them and not computerize the whole bit. So it'll be interesting to see what they go for.
Right. Yep. No doubt.
Stay tuned. Okay. I'll post a blog. I'll post a blog later today, folks, and let you know what they all brought.
That's excellent. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Let's go up north, up to Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, last Tuesday for you Alice fans, a really nice Alice 8050, looked like new, 1,995 hours on it. Consignment auction, Yorkton, South Dakota, by Yorkton Auction Center. It went for $30,295 U.S.,
okay.
And that's the sixth highest price ever on an Alice 8050. So you could argue, you know, pretty good buy there. A super nice one. So, yeah, that was interesting last Tuesday up in Saskatchewan.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Minnesota now. What do you got there?
Well, it was the next day, last week, last Wednesday, my good friend John Carlson okay. Auction Company, really a small sale. It was in Stanchfield, Minnesota, but Massey Ferguson, wow, beautiful, hardly used stuff here. Had one tractor, 2019 Massey 4707, 183 hours, one owner. That brought $30,751. And then some hay equipment, just beautiful, hardly used at all. 2021 Massey 15125 rake. That actually was unused. That brought $4,529. And then a Massey 2019 1745 round baler that was unused went for $20,000. And a 2021 Massey DM 255 disc mower, super condition, hardly used, brought $7,200. So, cool sale there by my friend JC John Carlson.
Yeah, yeah. That hay equipment, it sounds like there was actually some buys in that.
Well, not bad, yeah. You know, for an unused.
Yeah.
It might be a case there where, I mean, there were only like 8 items on the auction.
Okay.
So, sometimes on the really, really small sales, you just don't drag in all the other eyeballs that you would on
right.
a more of a regular or large consignment or retirement type sale.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Let's. I love where you want to end up this week in the conversation, and that is with your talk about the theory of opposites. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I was requested to turn in a column for Top Producer magazine here, so I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag. But the theme was, hey, Pete, why don't you give us your best tips for young folks on the cusp of taking over their farm? And so I was like, okay, that's good advice, good topic. So I got 5 pointers. I'll just share one here, and it's my theory of opposites, like you said. So
Yeah. Basically,
you know, it's when everyone is running one direction, train yourself both mentally and then the long term, getting yourself financially in position, you know, to be aggressive when everyone's pulling back and vice versa. When everyone's full on, hey, let's go spend money, then pull back. And I think that's, you know, I've been doing this 34 years. I see that's how you can make your fortune. So, you know, in terms of used equipment, I've always noticed 4 to 7 year old is when the biggest depreciation, that's when the best buys are, like tractors 4 to 7 years old. So look back a decade with me to 2014 and 15, and let's look at 2010 model John Deere 8345R tractors. Okay. So they were 5 years old then. The highest auction price I saw 2014-15 on a 10 model 8345 was $136,000 to $146,300. Okay. Now the last 2 years on a 10 model 8345R, what everyone wants to buy, got the checkbook out. Okay. Highest auction prices went from $260,000 to $297,000.
Jeez.
They doubled. But nobody wanted to buy back then, and dollars were tight. But I actually wrote a column in Farm Journal December of 15, Chip, and I said, hey, guys, I don't mean to tell you what to do here, but you'll never have a better chance to be a buyer than right now.
Right.
Because dealers were stuck with way too much late model stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody was wanting to buy. Stuff was falling 20-25% a year. That's when you got to have the money to act, and you can get unbelievable value.
Yes, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense, Greg. Good stuff. Looking forward to your blog update later today, man.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep posting.
Sounds excellent. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Coming up next, we're going to talk land rights in Southern Iowa next.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer Podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer Podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from ProFarmer.
Joining us, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Boy, Brian, the grain trade is about as mixed as it...
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk down a cent to 1802, June up 5 to 1814, July up 7 to 1846, August milk down 3 at 1860. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are moving up mostly higher today as traders have further confidence to buy into the market after steady to higher cash cattle last week. Hog futures, meanwhile, though, they are moving mostly lower due to continued cash and demand concerns, and have eliminated last week's gains entirely. At the Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle up 62 cents to 185.30. May feeder cattle up 70 cents to 249.40. May hogs down 40 cents to 93.87. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and wheat markets are moving mostly lower. Soybeans, though, are moving up mostly higher. Traders in the grain markets aren't sure if the U.S. weather should be considered bullish or bearish. Rain did fall over the weekend. It was near expectations, but there was heavy rain in the Western Corn Belt. And also portions of Indiana and Ohio did get a break from the rain. Again, traders, that's why we have that mixed type of trade across the entire grain complex. New crop corn down a quarter to 473 and a quarter, but new crop beans up 8 and a quarter now to 1183. Chicago wheat, May down 8 and a half to 594 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, though, up 4 and three quarters to 702.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. Let's introduce exactly who we're going to be talking with here for this segment, because I want to get we almost need a program for the players that we've got involved here today. But first off, let's bring in Chris Bennett. If you have not read Chris's work on agweb.com that he does for Farm Journal, you are really missing out. You want to talk about a variety of stories and a variety of topics that are well written. Chris is the guy on agweb.com, no question about it. Chris, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How you doing?
Chip,
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a privilege. Good morning to you.
You bet. All right. Glad that you are here. And attorney Charles Yates with the Pacific Legal Foundation joins us as well. Mr. Yates, it's good to talk with you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well today, Chip. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm glad that you're here. We need to get to the details of this, what's going on. So Dan Ward is a landowner, and Chris, check me on all of this. But Dan Ward, landowner in South Central Iowa, down in Decatur County, Iowa, he's got 420-acre piece of ground. It's made up of 200 acres of timber, 180 acres of prairie, which I'm assuming is CRP or pasture or something like that, and then 40 acres of crop ground. So here's the deal. Mr. Ward cares for every inch of that 420 acres because he enjoys his time outdoors, and he wants that timber ground to be as productive as the crop ground, which is why he wants to add a pond, a 9-acre pond, for him and his grandkids to enjoy. Have I got this right so far, Chris?
Yes, sir, Chip. It's 420 acres he had bought several years ago. He was an average fella. This is not complicated. He wanted to build a 9-acre pond. He's got a handful of grandkids. He's a big whitetail hunter there in Decatur County, which is known for big deer, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants a 9-acre pond. He followed the rules. They had soil samples taken. They made sure there was no wetlands issue. And from there, because of the levee the pond needed, he applied for a dam permit with the Iowa Department of Conservation, and they then turned the application details over to the Corps. And as Dan Ward has said, from that point, it went off the rails.
Man. Now, Mr. Ward is a contractor, isn't he, Chris?
Correct. Chip, he had actually done work for the Corps and the EPA. He was highly familiar with the regulations involved in different land aspects. He wanted to do everything up front. In other words, this pond was not hid on the back 40. Everything up front, everything above board.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, as a contractor who has done work for the Corps of Engineers in the past, he knew about every hoop that had to be jumped through. He knew about every piece of red tape that had to be cut, but he still decided to go forward with this project because it was a legal project and probably similar to projects that he's done in the past, right?
Correct, Chip. It's not an exaggeration to simply say man had nothing to hide. He wanted the government to know what he was doing so that there would not be problems down the road.
Right. All right. Pacific Legal Foundation. I was going to say kind of a watchdog for land rights issues, but there's no kind of about it, is there, Charles? It is a watchdog for legal rights issues, correct?
That's correct. We defend private property rights and fight against federal overreach in courts across the country on behalf of landowners like Dan Ward.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought Sackett versus EPA had basically resolved these issues, because at the heart of this issue is a dry run. It's a gully that over time had been carved out, but it only happens on heavy rains, and it only happens there's no permanent water in this depression that is at the heart of the issue. Is that right, Mr. Yates?
That's correct. And running water even would be a stretch. One occasion, one day during the spring after a heavy rain, the Army Corps witnessed pools of standing water at various points, but they've gone ahead and determined that this is a water of the United States, such that Mr. Ward would need to rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, in fees and other mitigation credits in order to pursue this harmless project on dry land.
So mud puddles. They saw mud puddles. That's what we're talking about, correct?
That's correct. We're talking about mud puddles in a dry depression. And You know, going back, we're talking about precisely how EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have operated for the last 50 years since the passage of the Clean Water Act. They were given jurisdiction over the waters of the United States, navigable waters, things that you and I could look at and say, hey, that's a water. And for the last 50 years, they've continued to ratchet up and expand their authority over dry land features under the guise of regulating the waters of the United States. Now, that was brought to, as you noted, to a definitive halt in Sackett versus EPA. Yeah. Sackett versus EPA made very clear, it set forth a very clear test that for the federal government to regulate, it needs to be a water, something, a stream, ocean, river, lake, or the like, a relatively permanent, continuously flowing body of water. Really, at the end of the day, something that you or I could look at, something that Mr. Ward could look at and say, well, that's a water. The federal government may have an interest in regulating it. However, pretty much as soon as the ink was dry on the Sackett decision, they got to work trying to weasel out of it and work out a way to continue expanding their power, notwithstanding this rebuke from the United States Supreme Court. And this is precisely what we've seen in Mr. Ward's case.
So is this just simply a case of the Army Corps ignoring the Supreme Court decision and the implications of the Sackett case?
I think that's correct, and I would add a modifier that they're willfully ignoring it.
That suggests to me, Mr. Yates, that is this a test of the decision that the Army Corps has decided to pursue? What is it?
Well, I think it bears looking at the history here. So there have been multiple decisions at the United States Supreme Court, one in 2001, the Swank decision, and another in 2006, Rapanos. And both of these decisions, and then, of course, Sackett in 2023, and all of these decisions made very clear that the Army Corps cannot regulate to the extent that it has claimed. But after each decision, going all the way back to 2001, they've always worked, pretty well, like I said, as soon as the ink is dry in these decisions, to continue expanding their own authority. So, yes, I think it would be correct to say that the Army Corps really here and in many other cases around the country that I'm aware of is working to test the limits of its authority and essentially what it can get away with, notwithstanding the clear decision of the highest court in the land.
Absolutely amazing that... And believe me, when I say that this is an amazing case, it's not, and Chris knows this, Chris knows me well enough, it's not like I'm a kind of guy that thinks, hey, if it's on somebody's piece of ground, even if it's a creek that has been running for years, that guy ought to be able to do whatever he wants to it. No, doggone it, let's maintain the natural flow of that creek. That's me. But, Chris, that's not what this is at all.
No, sir. The devil's in the details here. And
yeah.
It's quite alarming for any liberty-loving American to see this. Now, I'd like to emphasize, Chip, that the only reason that we know about the Dan Ward case and EPA Corps' behavior at this point is because of Pacific Legal Foundation.
Yeah.
For all of the other cases across the country in the past and current, those go swept under the rug, or the landowner has to roll, or the landowner has to follow the government's accords, essentially meekly. But in this case, Dan Ward has pro bono representation from Pacific Legal Foundation that fills a massive gap for landowners and, again, liberty-loving Americans across the country. I'd like to say that in that Sackett case in 2023, the one that the Supreme Court decided, that was Charles Yates and Pacific Legal Foundation filling in the gap there as well.
Yeah. And Mr. Yates, this is a case that I would anticipate that you're going to stick with to the very end on this one, right?
Yes, Chip. We intend to fight to vindicate Mr. Ward's rights. As things currently stand, we're litigating an appeal before the Army Corps of Engineers, and we'll see. Hopefully they recognize their mistake here, the fact that they're wrong on the merits. But we'll see what happens after that. If history is anything to go by, it's these agencies are pretty dead set on maintaining their authority under the Clean Water Act, and really they'll do anything to maintain it. And Chris makes a good point. After Sackett, you know, Dan Ward's case is not an isolated incident. I'm aware of multiple cases all around the country where the Army Corps of Engineers is continuing to maintain authority over features like this, mud puddles, isolated wetlands, notwithstanding the clear holding of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, which is exactly why we need to stay on things like this. Chris, great job of reporting. Please keep us up to date on what is happening with this case with Mr. Ward, all right?
Thank you for having me, Chip. Take care.
You bet. Chris Bennett with Farm Journal and Charles Yates, attorney Charles Yates with the Pacific League Foundation. Good luck to PLF on this one as well. We've pulled for him in the past because of some of these land rights issues and the overreach from the Army Corps. Whew.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osteoplastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osteoplastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osteoplastics and Supply.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
As farmers gear up for the 2024 season, many are watching interest rates and looking for the best financing options. Here to talk about how FBN Finance is helping farmers secure a personalized land loan is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales. TJ, rates have been volatile for some time now. What does the current market look like, and how does FBN Finance help farmers with their land financing?
Thanks for having me. You know, rates have been very volatile, but luckily we've seen a nice drop of about 1% in interest rates over the last couple months on most of our products across the board. So the Federal Reserve has hinted that there could be some further rate reductions over the next year and a half, which is a great time to review your loan and see if it makes sense to start laying the groundwork for a refinance now, or go ahead and get that process going for you.
Okay, so how does someone decide which loan term is best for them?
Yeah, so at FBN Finance here, we are focused on working with family farmers, and we try to take a very unique approach to each farmer's operation. Our team has an average experience of 15 years in the space and really understands what these farmers are going through. Most of our team is in the industry themselves and are producers, so we really try to look at it from their perspective to understand what the best terms are for them.
Okay, what's the best way for someone to get in contact with that experienced team?
You can get started by going to fbn.com/agritalk or call directly at 833-FBN-LEND. That's L-E-N-D. Right now, Agritalk listeners, when you fill out the form, speak with a loan advisor, or call directly and mention Agritalk, you're eligible to save $500 on your closing costs for your next land loan over $250,000.
Excellent. Thank you, TJ. That is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN. Again, go to fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND and be sure to mention Agritalk.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk, where we solemnly vow no Nickelback. Oops, check that. Only some Nickelback on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you could join us. Joining us now is Roger Horton. He is the Vice President and General Manager for Landis International. Roger, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. We want to talk about the Be Sure campaign and the Growing Matters issues. Tell us about this year's Be Sure campaign.
Well, the Be Sure campaign is a great campaign. It helps growers and applicators and educate them on some of the steps to follow to make sure that they're using products safely for pollinators and for themselves when they're using the products. The first one started in 2019, so this year will be the sixth year of the Be Sure campaign.
Yeah, yeah, and AgriTalk has been part of it all along, and we're happy to do that. Let's talk about some of the easy steps that farmers can take in making sure that they are mindful of how they are using the products out there. What are some quick tips?
Well, I think just like in real estate, location, 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 in using the products right, it's label, label, label. Yeah. All of the information that farmers or other growers need is on that label, and it's very specific in how and when to use it and what to avoid. To protect pollinators and other species that may be in their fields.
Okay. Okay, so when we talk about what exactly are we looking to protect? Butterflies, is it bees? Where is the effort concentrated?
Well, I think the effort is concentrated. I mean, the one that gets all of the attention, of course, is bees. Yep. They're one of our best known pollinators, but I think a lot of people tend to forget that there are a lot of other pollinators that folks don't think about. Like you said, butterflies, yeah. Even wasps and some other small as we have a small farm in Brooks County, Georgia. And as I walk through the field, I see all sorts of different pollinators, working in the field and working in the clover and stuff like that. So bees get the attention, but it's all pollinators.
Yep, bees are on the poster. I get it, and rightfully so. And rightfully so, they do a lot of the work out there, we need to recognize that. So you mentioned the label, Roger. What kind of information do you want growers to pay attention to on that label?
Well, the main things that I would advise somebody to look at and use, and this doesn't only apply to farm growers and that sort of stuff, but even household users,
right?
People using products around their houses, to look at the use pattern, and then how and when to use it, what to be aware of, like blossoming or things like that. Don't use it on flowering plants at certain times, and also the proper use for them to avoid exposure to the product as they use it, and just an overall view and like you said, read the label, make sure the information that you understand it before you start using it.
Right. Yeah. So important. So important. So when you get out there, whether you're a farmer or an applicator, we want to be good stewards of the land and the surrounding wildlife. What might not be on the label that's going to help farmers be better stewards or good stewards to the surrounding wildlife?
Well, I think a general understanding of what is out there in their area that you can't specifically, I mean, it's impossible almost to specifically say this area, but to have a general knowledge of what is in their use area here in say, South Georgia, we have different groups of insects and pollinators versus somewhere, say, like Nebraska or Washington State. So this, the knowledge of what their pollinators and insects are in their area would be a very good understanding before they start using the product.
Yeah, that's a really important tip right there, Roger. I like that one a lot. That's not one that I've heard a whole lot. Just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what's in your surroundings and how those pollinators and other wildlife might be impacted by what you're doing out there. It's good stuff. Good, really good. I like that. Okay, so we've talked about protecting pollinators and other wildlife. Let's make sure that farmers and applicators are watching out for themselves here too. What are some tips to keep people safe while they're putting the product out there to keep the crop safe?
Right. The main thing on that is to look at the warnings for personal protective equipment, things you should wear, as you're handling, loading the product to, say, a sprayer or something, or actually doing the process of spraying, which you don't want to get exposed to. You know, afterwards, once you're done with all of the spraying and everything, to wash yourself off, because you don't want to carry this stuff home. It's very useful products in the right place for the right use at the right time. So I would say, especially on the label, pay attention to the PPE part of the label to make sure that they're fully protected, not exposed. If they are supposed to wear a mask, then they need to wear a mask. Rubber gloves sort of thing. So they need to take care of themselves because these products are made and to serve a purpose and to protect themselves from that purpose too.
Excellent. Thank you, Roger. That is Roger Horton. He is the Vice President and General Manager for Landus International. If you want to know more about how you can protect those pollinators out there, go to www.growingmatters.org/be sure. All right, good stuff. Thank you so much, Roger. Appreciate that. Big thank you to Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, for today, and to Chris Bennett from Farm Journal, Charles Yates as well.
Absolutely. So, what is this music? It makes me feel free.
I'm not
inside.
Exactly sure, but hey, Davis has got this land rights story in this month's edition of Landowner Newsletter as well.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out. Come back this afternoon, Jody Lawrence.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. But always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider.